Everyone, I just want to sincerely apologize. I am, in fact, alive. Yes, I am. Some of you are like, oh, shit. Please go away. But that doesn't happen. Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, I owe you people an apology, but we're back. Let's go. Everyone, welcome back to The Middle with Steven Sanastasi. Happy Halloween. I owe you a sincere apology. Been off the air for almost 3 months. Yeah, that was bad. That was very bad. But what got me in the mood tonight was being on my good friend's sports podcast called Just Saying. Go to iTunes, Spotify, and subscribe. My good friend, going on since high school, buddy Jake Atnip and his buddy Sean. They do a good job over there, so shout out to them for getting me in the mood tonight for this. But yeah, in fact, if you heard the beginning, I am in fact not dead. I've resurrected. I went off the map for about 3 months here and basically have been nonstop. Been going to different places for work, for trainings. Been flying back and forth to Michigan. I honestly haven't had the chance to sit down and actually record an episode. There's been some instances where I have had chances, but me being too tired and lazy took over and, in fact, yeah, just didn't happen. I was just like, yeah, you know, fuck it. I don't really care at this point. But I got to give the listeners what they want because I had people texting me, people telling me, where's the podcast? You know, I've been trying to listen to this. It's been, you know, a couple months. It's like, yeah, I'll do one here, I'll do one there. Just never did it. So today's episode's kind of just impromptu, like most of them. I was going to start doing some segments. Need to get back on that. But I had some interviews lined up that I need to follow back up on because... Yeah, got a lot of stuff sitting here in the pipeline, I guess, a little sales terminology for you that we'd have some great interviews going on here. So what is going on? I really can't tell you. You know, you got the voting season right around the corner. Whoop-dee-doo. Don't care. That's the thing. I just don't care. And I know you've heard that before, and I'll stick to that because I just don't. And a lot of people get worked up over you. The worst thing about this is the ads on the radio and the TV commercials and all the other BS and that you have to put up with during this. Just shut up. Show me something, actually. Don't tell me you're going to do something. Just do it. That's the thing. People talk way too much. And I know from experience, I'm in sales. All we do is bullshit people. No, that's a lie. People think in sales all you do is bullshit people. You don't, but it sounds like it. Sorry, I put it this way. All people think you do is bullshit them in sales. So it's kind of like the same thing. You kind of get that same persona with politicians. Oh, you're just bullshitting me. But, you know, there's that group of people that firmly believe that they're going to do it. They're the one that's going to change everything. And then nothing happens. So why keep investing your time? Don't care. Don't care. So... You know, basically, it's been a while, so I'm gonna kind of touch over on my months, these last couple of months where I've been and what I've been doing. So in August, I had my girlfriend and my best friend and his girlfriend fly down here to beautiful San Antonio, Texas. You know, the tourist capital of America, in my opinion, tourist capital of the South. Sorry. You know, it was a great time. We got to go out, but the worst part about it was I came down with shingles. I, in fact, had shingles, which is, it sounds disgusting. I get that, and, you know, I'm telling this to the world, but hey, I don't really care that you know, like a lot of things, but it didn't suck that bad. I got the extreme mild case of them, but I guess it was from, you know, leading up to like stress and work and things like that from what the doc was telling me. But that's probably true because in that month, I just had a very stressful month. Just a lot of, you know, just anger built up. I don't really know why, but that's how I've always been. You know, a hot-headed Italian kid, you're going to get the worst sometimes. But yeah, no, when they came down, it was great. The city's great. I love it down here. We were able to actually eat at this observatory. It's kind of like an observatory. It's the Tower of Americas in San Antonio. Google it if you get a chance. Basically, if you've ever seen like the Space Needle in Seattle or in Niagara Falls, I know they had one too. It's kind of like that where you go up to the top and you get to look around the city. But here they had a restaurant and the floor moves. So this thing was nuts. They're sitting there, we're having dinner, and the floor is literally moving. It's going in a circle. It was crazy. Beautiful views, great time. I get up to go to the bathroom and then I come back and our table's not there. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Looking around and like, you can't ask a waiter. They don't know where you were sitting because the waiters are moving around too. I look like a jabroni at that point. But no, it was a good time. I had a very good time there. So August was wild. I know I went home back to Michigan a little bit. I had a training there in August that I went to in Memphis, Tennessee. And the thing about it was I didn't want to be there, but I basically volunteered myself to go because I like learning. But it definitely set me back a whole week's worth of work. Sorry, that was in September. It was kind of towards August, but no, in September, that's when I was there. Backtrack. I was lying. See, salespeople, they'll get you. No, but September, I was gone for training for a whole week. Dude, oh my gosh, man. The thing is, I like going to trainings, meeting new people from different parts of my company and the country. But a lot of people, I'm a very like, I don't want to say I'm introverted, but sometimes I get like that when I meet new people. But like when I just hate when people try to like talk themselves up to me. It is the absolute worst. It's like, dude, we're in the same position and we see each other's numbers every month. There's a rankings list. Why are you $450,000 below me in sales, but you're talking to me like I need help? It's just shit like that. I hate when people do that. It's why do you have to sit here and this person was like trying to like help me, but I didn't need help. It's like one of those things where someone's like, oh, you should do this, this, and this. You should do this, this, and this. I go back to my room, my hotel room there that night. And I pull up my laptop and pull up the rankings list. This person's $450,000 below me in sales. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Do you know who you're talking to? No, it's one of those things where you sit behind closed doors and you just shake your head and laugh. Because I don't got time. That's the thing. Like, I don't do that with anyone. I'm not going to sit here and give you suggestions unless you ask for it. I'm not the type of person to talk down on somebody. That's one of my biggest pet peeves in life, and when people talk down on you like they're better than you, and then behind closed doors, you go and find stuff like that. We're like, what? Who are you? No. Back away. Get that shit away from me. It's like that type of stuff. So I went there for a week, and the best part about it was when I got back. So I flew. I was in Detroit the weekend before. So that Sunday night, I flew back to San Antonio. Monday, I woke up, flew to Memphis. Friday, I flew from Memphis back to San Antonio. Then Saturday, I woke up and flew to San Francisco. So this was pretty wild because I had vacation the following week. So I flew from San Antonio to San Francisco Saturday morning. My buddy and now his wife, but his fiance at the time, live out in San Francisco. And then a couple of our buddies and his dad flew in, and we watched the San Francisco 49ers take on my dreadful Detroit Lions. And that was fun. San Francisco, will be always one of my favorite cities. I love it there. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's, oh man, the views are great. The food is great. The people are awesome. We had a great time, but the game wasn't so great. And that's the thing. I'm a diehard Lions fan to the end. For all the close people that know me, I am ride or die with the Honolulu Blue, with the one pride. I don't know. I don't know how else to describe it. But we went out to Levi's Stadium, and that was the best part was the stadium. But we took just a brief story. We took this train. We took a train from my buddy's place because he lives in downtown SF, and we took the train all the way to. They played in, I think it was Santa Clara, is where the stadium is. And so it was like 45 minutes. And so we're drinking on the first train, and that train had a bathroom. So, you know, we're drinking. We're drinking some, All Day IPAs, I think it was, whatever that beer is. And, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. So, you know, I get up, I go, come back, and then we hop on, like, this other little small train. So no bathroom, nothing. By the time we got on there, I had to go to the bathroom, and it was like a half hour later. I'm sitting down, cramped up against the window. I'm sitting next to a father and his infant child sitting next to me, and I'm crammed against the window. I had to go pee. Like, I came to the point, this is the worst part about not being able to go to the bathroom when you have to go. I came to the point where I just came to terms with peeing myself. I thought, you know, well, it's fine. You know, I'll dry off. It doesn't really matter. Like, I don't care. Like, the fact that that crossed my mind is ridiculous. I drove myself to think that I could just piss myself on the middle of a train next to a baby and his dad and just be fine. I'm an idiot. And so, you know, by the time the train stops, I was having kidney failure at that point. I don't know if you've ever, like, if anyone has ever had anything wrong with their kidneys or anything like that, but I started to have kidney failure. And so the train stops, and we're at the stadium, and I couldn't stand up straight. Like, I shit you not, I could not stand up straight. I was hunched over walking. If I was going to stand up straight, I was going to pee. Like, I felt it coming. And I was just like, I was like, looked like an old man. I was hobbling. And I couldn't even, like, run. I was, like, barely walking. I was limping. Sorry, not hobbling. I was limping. And so I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what am I going to do? So I finally found a porta potty, and I'm standing there, like, hunched over, about to pee myself, waiting in line. Luckily, there were some Lions fans, and they looked at me, and they're like, you got to go? And I was like, yeah, man, please. And I'm like, my kidneys were failing. They were actually failing. And so I finally got into the porta potty, and oh my gosh, best pee of my life, I tell you that. So Levi's Stadium is, like, a lot of people think it's in San Francisco. It's not. So it's far away, if you haven't understood that from the piss story. P-gate. You can call it P-gate. But so we get in line, you know, to get our tickets and whatnot, and this stadium is beautiful. Beautiful. So nice. Oh my gosh. We got there and basically I was just blown away. And the Super Bowl was there a couple years ago. Or was it last year? I don't know. It was there recently. But yeah, our seats were upper deck, but it was great. Beautiful view of the field. But the Lions just couldn't pull it off. It's the same old shit, you know, just couldn't close the game out, started out slow. But we had a great time, and we didn't get a lot of shit. The fans were great. A lot of the time, I always under the impression for an NFL game, if you're the visiting team, you know, teams want to, like, fans want to fight you and whatnot. But there was a ton of Lions fans there. We had some couple rows down from us, this group of dudes that were just wasted, shouting up at us every time something good happened. There's this one just ratchet-ass chick that was just, like, being annoying as hell, and she wouldn't shut up. It wouldn't leave us alone, but overall, it was a great time, and so we did that. You know, the next day, I went to Coit Tower, took some great pictures there. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted a couple on my story, but San Francisco is just beautiful. I had oysters for the first time. Phenomenal, actually. I highly recommend if you've never had oysters, but don't make sure if you don't live, like, on the coast or anywhere, make sure you go to a place that's known for good oysters, because otherwise you're going to have some shitty ones. But yeah, so San Francisco, then that following week I had my sister's wedding. So I went from San Francisco Saturday to Tuesday. Tuesday I woke up, flew from SFO to DTW in Detroit. From Tuesday to Sunday I was home. My sister got married that week, so congrats to her. This is a late congrats. I gave her a present, so, and her husband, so it doesn't really matter, now that I say congrats. But I'm a fucking idiot. But yeah, so that was fun. Got blackout, of course. Was in the wedding too, so yeah, it was pretty bad actually. Don't remember much, but overall people said I was a great time. Drank too much, but I mean, it's, come on, I got two sisters, one down, one to go. I mean, and then my, so you only do, you only do a wedding once, hopefully, but you gotta enjoy it, and why not drink? I'm the out of town brother. It's great. That's the thing, come back in town, I'm gonna have some fun. So yeah, it was pretty nuts. No, but that was a great time. Great speeches too. But yeah, so after that, September was just nuts. It flew by for me. The next month, so which is now, actually, it's October, believe it or not. And this month, I actually got to see the Dallas Cowboys play the Detroit Lions in Dallas. Well, technically, Arlington is where the stadium is. None of these teams can play in their cities, I guess, besides the Lions, but that's okay. But yeah, I saw another loss. Dallas, Texas, one of my favorite cities. A lot to do. It's hot, but it's all right. It's not too hot compared to these compared to where I live in Houston. But we that Saturday, Michigan State was playing Central Michigan, my alma mater. We almost came back and won, but we had a great time day drinking at a bar. This waitress talked us into getting a table at the bar, and this bar's called Backyard, and it's just like the ultimate like day drinking bar. It's huge. It's like half. It's basically outside, but it's got it's covered, and it was just great. She talked us into like this stupid ass deal. It was like $350 for like a liter of Tito's, like some beers and like three appetizers. It was total waste of money, but luckily there was eight of us. Stayed in a sweet Airbnb. Had a blast. Went to the game on Sunday and just watched the Lions lose after they were up again. Scored way too quickly in the fourth. I fucking hate the Cowboys, but that's okay. We just can't win in Dallas. I don't get it. I love that it's football season. That's the thing. I haven't been on here in so long. I haven't even talked about sports. It's been freaking 3 months, dude. What the hell, you know? It's taken so much. I've taken so much time away from this, and oh man, it's just been a crazy 3 months for me, and I want to get back into the swing of things, and hopefully this gets me back into it, but we'll see. But yeah, came back from Dallas and then been back and forth to Detroit for more weddings. So it's been hectic. These weddings have been great. Been having a blast, drinking way too much, man. Definitely need to tone it down a little bit. But yeah, I'll come back down to earth this weekend, hopefully relax a little bit. I think I'm gonna head up to Austin, Texas. But just chill. Just gonna breathe, man. Just gonna breathe. But what's been happening lately? I don't know. That's the thing. I've totally have cut myself off from the news world, that I have coworkers at work questioning my intelligence and my moral ethics. And my one coworker is like, you didn't hear that there was like that shooting on the news that happened, that Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, which is just, it was just dreadful. And rest in peace and thoughts and prayers to all the families. But I just didn't know about it, and like my coworker brought it up, and I was just like, and he looked at me like I was stupid. He's like, wait, you didn't hear that? I was like, no. And he's like, you need to start watching the news again, man. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna try. I don't have cable, I stream everything, and so my phone is my news outlet. But like, I'm not big on it, man. I'm really not. I'm off in my own world. So it's pretty. It's I live a weird life. That's the thing. I'm an interesting individual. But no, I'm definitely gonna start getting these segments back going. Need to get something different, change it up a bit. I think I was getting a little bit too stagnant. I don't even know if that's the word to use. Stagnant? I'm gonna Google that. But no, it just, basketball season started. I'm sick of fantasy football. I'm the second. No, now I'm back to the. After, what is it, 8 weeks now, I'm 3-5. I've won two titles in this league out of the last 3 years. So I basically own this league. I run this league. I am the godfather, the king of this league. This league should be named after me because I'm the inaugural champ. I didn't win the second year, and then I won last year. And I took home all of your money. And yes, your money. You know who you are, you individuals. I'm coming for the throne. I'm 3-5, and I'm the highest scorer in my league. Can somebody even make sense of that? I'm the highest scorer. I'm averaging like 125 a game, and I'm 3-5 on the verge of not making the playoffs. And I'm playing another 3-5 team this week. I can't even make sense of it. It's driving me insane. I got to the point where I was throwing my phone across the room. I wanted to give up. I made some good trades, and now I'm kind of like back in it a little bit. But now I got half my team on a bye this week, so it's almost a guaranteed loss for me. So I'm going to go to 3-6 with then, I don't know, 4 games left after that. It's just ridiculous, dude. The stupidest season ever. And that reminds me, man, I need to get paid for this week. See, I was the highest. That's the thing. I was the highest scorer again this week. So we get about $10 for being the highest scorer. So text my buddy when I where's my 10? Where is my 10? So we play in a $100 buy-in league, 10 guys. But we do weekly payouts of $10, and if you're the highest scorer that week. So I won, I think, twice this year so far. So basically, I've paid $80 this year for a buy-in, which I like looking at that way because you're kind of like saving money. But last year I took home like $570, I think it was, after I won first. It's over $500 for sure. I don't know if it's $560 or $570, but that's what I'm playing for. And then second place, you win like $3-something, and then or $2, I don't know. And then third, you get your money back. So, like, you could win third and make money this, like, the year in fantasy because of the highest score. So, to take my mind off of the dreadful L's I've received, I got back in my fantasy basketball league for the second year in a row, and that is just fire. That's 12-man, though. I'm not used to playing 12-man leagues, so it's a little bit difficult, but I got the first overall pick and took my boy Giannis from Milwaukee, so 2-0. Right now, I'm going for 3-0 on a tough matchup this weekend against another 2-0 team. We'll see how the chips fall. I love that saying. We'll just see how the chips fall. What do you mean we're going to see how the chips fall? Is it poker chips? Is that what that saying's from? Like where the chips lie, where the chips fall? I don't really know. What do you mean, like cards fall? Yeah, I don't get it. But no, this is definitely one of my shorter podcasts for sure. Need to get back in the groove. If you know any great people to interview or people I should have on, let me know. Want to start entertaining that a little bit more. When I saw the thing today and it said the last episode I did was August like 7th, I was like, holy shit. I let the viewers, the listeners down. I let a lot of people down. And again, I just want to apologize. Thanks for sticking with me. And believe it or not, I've been still getting clicks and plays on this thing for over this past 3 months. So I don't know who it's reaching, but hopefully this will give it a little kick back up again. But yeah, It's been wild. It's been a wild 3 months, and I just wanted to let you know I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still kicking. And I'm going to be hopefully back at it again next week. I said that the last time I was on here, but that definitely didn't happen. But no, definitely gonna be coming with some more stories for sure. This other night I dummied a whole bottle of wine. It was just stupid, actually. I went to the grocery store last week, Thursday after work. I was like, I'm going to grab some beers from the store. And then I'm a big cab guy. I like cab. Love my red wines. Big inspiration from LeBron James. He gives me my inspiration for drinking wine. No, not really. I just that part's made up, but no, I just saw a bottle of Cab and I was like, you know, that needs to get drinking. So I took it home and yeah, watching Thursday Night Football. It was the worst decision of my life though, because the next day, like, yeah, I was at work and had a good productive day of work, but I was just feeling it, man. I was just like, whoa, dude, you should never. No, it's wine, it just goes down so easy though, man. It tastes so good. You know, I sound like the Jesus, I sound like an alcoholic. I think that I'm almost positive that's what people who go to AA, the people that are the newly members of AA, that's what they say, dude. But it's just, I love wine. Wine's a very good, like, I love having it with a meal, love having it casually. It's phenomenal. You can't beat it. I think it's just the Italian in me, you know? Drinking a nice bottle of Cab, you know? Fuck. But yeah, dude, what's coming up? Thanksgiving? Jesus. All I do is fly, man. It's shitty. I'm on a plane like every weekend, it feels like, and I can't just sit. And I'm going back home in 2 weeks for another wedding. Oh, in Cleve, I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio for a wedding. I'm pumped for that. It's going to be great. I'll get to see family down there. But, you know, it's just the flights are nonstop. It's taking a toll on my legs. No, not really, but I actually really enjoy flying. It's a cool thing. It really is. It doesn't make sense to me at times, but it's fun. It really is. But hey, this podcast is over. I know it's cutting it short. I try to push this almost to a half hour, but I just couldn't do it this time. But I'll be back. I just want to get back in the rhythm, and thank you for sticking with me. And you know, like I said before, I am alive. I'm breathing, people. Yeah. I'm out.